Hi, good evening, friends. How are you? This is Angie B. Grab a cup of tea with me, Angie B, this evening, and let's chat. Happy New Year. It has been a year, right? It's been a year, and I hope that everyone is well. And as we get ready to cross over into the new year, I just want to say thank you to all of my listeners. All you guys have been wonderful. You've been supporting my channel, and you've been tapping in and giving me your thoughts. And I just want to say that I am excited and I'm glad for you tuning in. It's been a challenge. It's been a year, right? It has been a year. I want you to, again, just pull up a little cup of tea with me and let's just have a quick chat about what the year has looked like for me. And also, if you are listening to the podcast and you want to just let me know, send me a message. Let me know how your year actually went and what your expectations are for 2024, right? We've got to have expectations, right? Moving forward, we've got to have expectations for something new. And when I think back on this year and all the different things that I've been through in 2023 with myself, with health, with family, with friends and loss and loved ones, the financial situations, and trying to get through this year has been, it's been challenging for me. I don't know about you, but it's been very challenging for me. I had a couple of health situations that I really thought that I would not have, but I am glad that I am here. I'm glad that I am here, and I've been telling people that I've been trying to definitely be very, very intentional about having a spirit of gratitude, because I feel like a spirit of gratitude brings great things. It brings great things having a spirit of gratitude. Now, I know sometimes we go through situations and you think about it when you're in it, and you're thinking, what do I have to be grateful for in this situation? But I had to start trying to change the way that I thought and just look at the moment, look at the situation, and just know that it would be a different thing if I just didn't know what was ahead. I like to stay optimistic and hope and pray for better things to come. And whenever we have problems, I believe that's what we have to do. We have to just have a spirit of gratitude and push out a spirit of positivity concerning the situation. You know, it's always easier to just be in the situations that we're in and complain about it and nag about it and talk about it in such a derogatory manner. But I've learned in 2023 that life happens. We can't change situations. We can't change the way things happen. Things happen suddenly. And this has been a sudden year where things have happened very suddenly without any pre-warning. But guess what? That's how life can be. Life can be like that sometimes. Really spare the moment. Things happen quickly in the moment. Things we're not expecting. The unexpected, right? And I know I used to I think I read that somewhere, to expect the unexpected, right? Expect the unexpected. And then when it happens, I think you're not so shocked, right? We're not so shocked when we expect the unexpected, but hope for the best. So that's what we're going to dive into just a little bit, to expect the unexpected and to hope for the best. Hope for the best, pray for the best, and think that, and I think that that's something to think about for the new year as well. We're going to roll over with that frame of mind, and we're going to roll over with that thought in mind, to expect the unexpected and to hope for the best. Hope for the best and speak the best. We're going to speak the best too for the new year. We're going to speak life into things and situations and people. You know, I'm a very firm believer in speaking life over sickness and over bad situations. Speaking life, finding the good. Let's practice finding the good. And sometimes I notice when you think about, and when you talk about speaking the good in things and people, sometimes people think that you're naive, like you really don't have a clue of what's going on. But I think that I've chosen, I've made a choice, and I'm so glad for free will. I'm so glad that nobody can change the way that I feel and the way that I think, my thoughts, things that I think, my opinions and my thoughts. I am big on my opinions and my thoughts. And I'm glad that I have free will to make my own thoughts. And with that being said, thinking my own thoughts and thinking about the positive things in people in life, I really try to make sure that I do that. And again, sometimes people think that you're just naive. No, you see the situation. You see that it's a bad situation. You see that there is negativity all around it. You know, you're calling a spade, you know exactly what it is. But I always try to find a twinkle of good in things, because I think that if you continue to believe that there is good and you speak that, it has no choice but to manifest. Now, this is just my thoughts. I feel like it has no other choice but to manifest when you have a gratitude spirit. You think and you speak those things. Even in bad situations, speak the good that you see in those situations. And not just be so negative about life and everybody just, it's horrific. Everything is just horrible. And not be able to see, even when people make mistakes, being able to see some good things, because we all make mistakes. You know, I believe that, you know, like what my believer says, what my Heavenly Father says, that all have fallen short. And we all have. We all fall short every day. But somebody had patience with us, and somebody took the time to pour into us. And even if we feel like we're pouring to the same thing, the same situation, the same people over and over and over, I believe that at some point in time, if we continue to speak life, that those things will manifest even in their lives, and they will get better, and they will feel better, and they will heal, and all these different things will happen good for their lives as well. Thinking, okay, they're doing these, they're making these mistakes over and over, but this is what I do see in them. I do see that they're creative. I do see that they are well liked. I do see that they honestly care for people. I do see that they have a gift. I do see that they have a big heart. All these different things are speaking life into the situation. These things are speaking life into the person. Even when they don't speak life into themselves, even when they don't feel it in themselves, I believe that if we pray and we speak life into people, you can speak life into a person without them even knowing it. We don't have to go to their face and say, oh, I'm speaking life that you're going to stop. Just speak life. Just look at them and in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, speak life. Speak life for the betterment of them. Speak life that they will have wholeness, that they will walk in wellness. Speak life. I'm going to be an avid practicer of that for 2024. 2023, I did it, but I can stand to do it a lot better in 2024. Really speak life into people. Caring for my friends, checking up on family and loved ones. Making sure that I take the time out to really pour into myself, build myself up, do the different things that I know that make me feel whole. You know, I'm not talking about drugs and all these other different things, but what makes me feel whole as a person? What makes me feel whole if I have a gift, if I have a craft, if I'm trying to build my business, if I have a talent? Work the talent, work the gift. You know, one of my, I remember years ago when my daughter, Skye, when she had pneumonia. I think she was around the age of maybe somewhere like around, I think maybe like eight or nine, she had pneumonia, and it just seemed to be a very horrific time in my life and my husband's life and our family's life. And she had to stay in the hospital for, seemed like years, but she was only in there for about a couple of weeks, and we were waiting for her lungs to clear. And I can remember those nights when I would take the time out to, before she went to bed, I would take her little hand, and we would take her little IV and on the little wheel thing, and we would roll through the hallways, and we would roll past the doors, and we would see other sick children that were there. And I would just really walk through, really praying in my spirit and hoping and praying for wellness for the other kids. But I really remember thinking to myself after she got well that that's really something that I aspire to do, is to volunteer my services at a children's hospital, because I'm really big on that. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I'm a mom of 11. So I have such a big maternal thing in my heart for kids. And I have three wonderful granddaughters and a grandson. And I really, really often keep going back to that, aspiring to do that for the new year, guys. Really taking the time out to go to a hospital, a children's hospital, and volunteering my time. And being able to maybe go to those rooms and speak to kids and speak to their parents and encourage their parents, let them know that it's going to be okay. And try to speak something, try to speak live, try to see what can I do, you know, just volunteer and see how I can, you know, make that child feel happy, how I can make the parent feel calm. This is something I've aspired to do for a very long time. And I just really thought this has got to be the year that I'm going to do it for 2024. And that's just an example to say that the experiences that we have, experiences that you have, take those negative experiences and take them and channel them into something positive. If you are a dancer, a painter, an author, write some small stories that's going to inspire someone. We all have a story. We all have different stories. And in some cases, we all have the same story. We may not have to share all the horrid details about our life, but we can write about the things that we learned about and write about the things that we experienced and channel those things onto pages and write a book and share a podcast and teach someone to dance and volunteer my services at the Boys and Girls Club. There's so many things that we have that we think it's not big. And guess what? It doesn't have to be super humongous and big. Just as long as it's something that we can use to share with someone again who doesn't have that. But as I reflect on 2023 and we're moving into 2024, I am grateful. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for my Heavenly Father that gives life, the Creator, the universe, whatever you call it. I call it God, my Father, my Heavenly Father, who's brought me and my family through this year of, again, uncertainties and changes of career. And I'm on this journey of being in the creative field, in the creative industry. And I'm also praying that whatever you decide to do and change in the new year, that it's for the betterment of you, it's for the betterment of your family, it's for the betterment of yourself. The habits, the bad habits that we have, the bad habits that we carry, the procrastination that we often find ourselves doing, we've just got to do better with that. Got to do better with procrastination, because I always think about procrastination. What is procrastination? Procrastination is always putting off right. Oh, I'm going to do it. What if someone is waiting for you and I to stop procrastinating and do what it is that we're to do? Because someone needs it. Someone is waiting on it. And as long as we procrastinate, it's taking longer to be rolled out and to be dropped into deep and to be deposited into them, the more we procrastinate. So, wow. Where'd the year go, right? Where did 2023 go? I'm so grateful for life, so grateful for you guys who've tuned in, and let's just move forward in 2024. I keep hearing that. More in 2024. This is how we get more in 2024. We move forward. We move. We don't stay still. We move. So I'm going to get ready to sign out. And this is Angie B, 11 from Heaven, Through the Gates of Motherhood Life podcast. Thank you so much, guys, for grabbing a cup of tea with me on a Friday evening. And I wish you wellness. I wish you prosperity. I wish you success. I wish you healing. I wish you all of these wonderful things, happiness, all these wonderful things for 2024. I will talk to you guys for the new year. Remember to grab that cup of tea with me on Fridays at 7 p.m. Put the children to bed. All the moms, put the children to bed. And you guys who are listening to my podcast, you know, you can come on in too. Take a listen. You can tell them, come on in, take a listen with me. Chill. Grab a cup. and be with me on Friday evenings at 7. So I will talk to you guys soon. All right. Bye-bye.